So that's what yesterday is clear that there is an emunus in Allah called biyado. The fact that something is in my control, under my jurisdiction, I have a certain degree of emunus regarding that. The Gemara says that explicitly in Masechet Yevamos. That is why certain cases that would otherwise fail us in terms of enech and bisur, because the presence of a cheskes isur, biyado saves the day. Therefore, a person is believed to say that the fruit and vegetables were tukas of ice were taken off, etc. What was unclear was, what is this based on? How did Chazal figure this out? And what are the dynamics of this halacha be others? We saw a whole array of possibilities that we showed him yesterday. But one extreme in Rashi, who seemed to say that the other doesn't really exist. There is no independent, there is no new nemanus called the other. The other was simply a way of removing the cheskes iser. A cheskes iser that's so easy to remove, this cheskes iser. It's not a cheskes iser that we fall back on the regular halachas of Enech and Bisuri. Rashi's version of the other, what is that the other significant with? Adri Shem said, oh, the other stands on its own 2 feet. It's an independent Isser. It's an independent amongst. Where does it come from? So according to Tosus back in previous years, it comes from the Sofala. It comes from, that is the Xerisa, that's part of the Xerisa Kosov, that a woman is believed to say that she went to the mikvah. How is she believed to say she went to the mikvah? It's against the Chazofa. Right, it's beyond to go to the mikvah. That's what she's believed. That was approach number two. Then we saw the Rosh who opened up a possibility that maybe the other was linked to a sin of Migo. Migo was simply a way of ascertaining the person's probably not lying, because if he would have lied, he would have lied in a different way. So to be here, it doesn't pay for you to lie. It's silly for you to lie. Why should you lie? You could have gotten the same result by just doing it. But you have to tell us a story that somebody took off terms of rights, just do it yourself. And the Rosh rejected that on technical grounds. And finally, the Rosh concluded that the emes pshat is that it's considered like a subcategory of bailus. And owners of belief, that's like the starting point. That's the given in halacha, the bailum of belief. The other is a chiddush, also called, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that on my own, but that's what the Gemara tells us in the Masechet Yevamos. It's something that I'm in control of, even though I'm not technically the Yevamos owner, that's still considered to be enough of a bailum. Those are the four different approaches we alluded to in the last couple of days in terms of what the other is all about. But now we have to begin to analyze the Rosh, because the Rosh was taking something for granted. He was assuming that real bailus is an emunus. Whenever I'm the technical owner on something, there's a built-in emunus, a svara, wherever it comes from exactly, but the existence of the emunus of bailus is a given according to the Rosh, and the Rosh is extending that to biyado, which is a quasi-bailus. So it comes to Shev Shmaitza, and takes issue with this Rosh. Who said that's true? Is that really correct that simple mere ownership of something gives you automatic nemonis? So let's take a look at the fifth of the Maimakamos. Sheshmaitza, Vavav, fifth of the Maimakamos, so the bold lines begin the third line of the Sheshmaitza. The Chemashim to be a Rosh, the Bayram, the Amon, Mishalahem, with the cost of time to be other than the Mishalahem, the Mishalahem, the Kibayim, and I inshallah. The fact that the Rosh says that every biyado is a subcategory of bailus, it's self-evident that bailus itself is an emunus. Lefize, how did Hikshu Tosus Reish Brech Isha Rava Reish Brech Kama the Gittin at Tosus? How did Isha the Manas Al Asmir or Tfil Das Chazin Zoy and Shom? Tosus had a lot of trouble understanding why a woman is believed that she went to the mitzvah. Now, when all the dust settles, everybody agrees that's the mitzvah. Nobody actually said to be too aided to say who went to the mitzvah. But to put it into a halachic category that we're familiar with was very, very tricky. The place is purple, is it chazik isur, is it not? Is chazik isur, is it dovah shabiyah, or not? Back and forth, that all kind of different, draying around to try to get to the conclusion why a woman is believed to say she went to the mitzvah. Ask the Sheikh Shmaitz to the following very, very simple, pointed question. The tape of Leidavim Materis Bailam. Let's believe her, because she's a Bailam on herself. She's a Bailam on her own body. She's telling us, I stopped bleeding. I took myself. I walked in a mikvah. I went under the water. Everything that she's saying has to do with herself. So, Eimacham Bailus Gedolim Izum. So, why did we spend 3 days back before Shoshana trying to analyze what the lumdus is, why a woman is believed to say she goes to the mikvah? And we went down the route of Erech Nebisur, and we talked about his Chaz Gisur, and we talked about Beyond, and we put a Taysim in my Shaw's. Says the Sheikh Master, stop, hold the phone. She believed because she is the Bailam. If Tarach Loimar, says the Sheikh Master, the Bailam Elam Nemonus El Bakirin Kaspam for Lobishal Atzman. So in one line, the Sheikh Master redefines and significantly limits what Bailus means. Bailus means like Chesh Mishpat. I own the fruit. Okay. If you own the fruit, then you're Neman about the fruit. I own the animal. Therefore, I'm Neman about the animal. You don't own yourself. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, owns you. You do not own yourself. What Halacha expressed this is the clearest way that a person is not a pile among themselves. So, oh, I know. There's a famous, famous question that's posed that we find as a Halacha called Hodas Baldin Kemei Edim Dami. I can walk in the base and I could say, I broke Reuben's window. I'm obligated to pay him $1,000. And there are no Edom. But I admitted that I owe him $1,000. 10 minutes later, I say, I don't really want to pay him. So the halacha says, Hodas Baldin Kibbe Edom Dami. We're going to force you to pay the $1,000. It's as if two Edom said that you broke the window. It's a possible that Sheiraki who's there and says, Hodas Baldin Kibbe Edom Dami. What about in a parallel case? A person walks into the basin and says, I hereby testify about myself that I killed Reuven. Would we say, Haldas, Baldin, Kibbe, Edom, Dami, and therefore Yechayat Misa? So the answer is clearly not. There is no question under the sun that Edom need an appeal to us. A person is not put to death based on his own words. The question is, why not? What is the fundamental difference in terms of pure lumbus? Why is it that when it comes to breaking windows, I have Nemonus? When it comes to getting killed, I don't have Nemonus? So there is a startling Rambam about this, where the Rambam gives you a halachic / medical / psychological analysis as to why this is true. The Rambam poses this very question himself, and the Rambam says, let me explain to you why we can't put a person to death based on his own words. Says the Rambam, in the back of our mind, we're always afraid that maybe this person is never somebody who is suicidal. He doesn't have the wherewithal to take his own life, but he really wants to do so. So he comes up with a chap and a plan who let Bazin do the dirty work for him. He'll come to Bazin and admit that he killed somebody. Bazin will kill him, and he'll accomplish his goal without having to take his life in his own hands. Therefore, says the Rambam, because we're worried about that, the halacha is that we don't kill a person based on his own testimony. So the Radvaz, in his comments on that Rambam, says it's a fascinating, analysis and an insight of the Rambam, but it's superfluous. It says, what do I need everything for? Why do I need a psychological analysis as to why I don't kill a person based on his own testimony? Says the Radvaz, why you might see mammon based on a person's own testimony? Why is there a din called Hodas Baal Din? He just said it. Does Baal Din? Hodas Baal Din means if you're the person in charge, if you're the driver, so you're calling the shots. So you are the Bailim, so you have a certain degree of Nemanus vis-a-vis yourself. Says the Radvaz, you are not a Bailim on your own Neshama. You are not a Bailim on your own Guf. Proof positive, you can't kill yourself. You can't wound yourself. You can't injure yourself. You want to take your property and throw it to the lake. Okay, I'll pass through it. But the Ikaron, nobody can really stop you. In terms of pure Dini Mammon, nobody can stop you from taking your own money and throwing it away. So comes the Radvaz and says, I'm a Bailim on my money, but I'm not a Bailim on my Guf. So that idea that Radvaz is saying, again, the Rambam is very different. Why the Rambam needed the whole Shul Torah? The reason is so obvious.
But on other things that pertain to your body, you still have bias.
But you're not really bias on, like, I cannot do whatever I want to my body. If I decide I want to wound myself, I'm not allowed to do that. Also, Adulach will be atzmo. If I want to take my money and throw it into the garbage, nobody can stop me from doing it. It may not be the greatest thing to do. It may be a violation of Tashmis, but Lemaisa, nobody can stop me from doing it.
That shouldn't stop you from being believed about.
Wait. Okay, Dr. Wolf is getting on something here. Hold on for a second. So the Sheikh Shmaitza is trying to understand how come a whole sugya, the amazing kitten, about why a woman is the menace to say that she went to the mikvah. And not a word, not boo, not a mention of she's the Bailam. So Shmaitzer says, because she's not the Bayim, because that's meaning the goof, that's a goof related thing, it's not a mammon related thing. So I think what, I don't want to put words into your mouth, I think what Dr. Rosman is picking up on the Shmaitzer is a very fascinating insight the Shmaitzer is having. The Shmaitzer was the Balak Tzavirotitzos. He looked at the whole world through pure Dine Mammonist categories. That's the whole world was either Dine Mammonist or Sfeikus. That was his forte. So the Shmaitzer is looking at this Nemonis of Yodo that the Rosh said is Baimus. There's a Nemonis of Baimus. And he said, what's made Baimus? Baimus means Chashim Mishpatik of Baimus. Baimus means what the Torah recommendation, what the Allah says, you are the Baimim, it's beyond Chaladuti. That's Baimus. The fact that it's you and it's your body, if Api Chashim Mishpat, you don't have Baimus on your body, then you don't have Nemonis of Baimus either. One could have argued that the nemonis of Baimus, the two halachic in nature. It's hard to accuse the Ketzos being two halachic in nature. That's what he did all day. He thwarted halachic categories. It could be that this nemonis of Baimus just simply means you're the guy in charge. Who else is going to know about your body? Not you. Who else is going to know about whether you're tall, whether you're tall, whether you went to the Dimgum, not you. So the nemonis of Baimus shouldn't be understood in the limited, you know, so the Ishimisha said it's got to be halachically Baimus that meets the criteria of Sefer Tzayis HaChayshin, the Sefer Mishpat, whether it's Baimus. Baimus just means, it's me. It's me, it's my money, it's my cars, it's my house, it's my animals, it's my body, it's all the same thing. So the Sheh Shmaitzer didn't think that way. Sheh Shmaitzer thought that Baimus meant Baimus, and that explains why the Nemonis of Baimus wouldn't work in the case of Tfilas Nida.
Is a man believed to say that he divorced his wife?
So that's a different story. So that may be, believe it or not, the word of Biyadu, because Biyadu to Odasha. That's a simple end of the Basra. But the husband is openly believed because of Biyadu to like Amigo. That Amigo, he could have divorced her, so why would he be lying? In theory, yeah. So comes Sheh Shmaitzer and says, I'm not done, says Sheh Shmaitzer. Not so simple. Umiyu Kosha. It's four lines in the bottom of the fifth of the Rambam. Umiyu Kosha. Mahada Amru Breka Isha Rabbi Yavavos Peches. Itevel didei mishum di yalav sachno. V'chein gabi hekdesh I didei mishum di yalav doso. Kevin di biyado eino elam mishum habile bailam. Hasam I didei habile namarlam. Sachtai di biyado. So Sheh Shmaitzer goes back to the drawing board, to the very institution of biyado. We've been spending the last 2 days trying to understand where biyado, what's it based on. Where does the Gemara actually use the term biyado? In Yevamos HaPeches. The Gemara says that, how come a person is believed to say certain things about his property? For example, there's an item of hekdesh that's sitting in his house. He comes up to us and he says, that item that you thought was hekdesh, I was pulled in. I redeemed that hekdesh. Yes, I was makdish this item last week, but I redeemed it. I put aside money, I transferred the kedusha onto the money. And now the item is pulled in, now the item is chulun again. The Gemara says, Nivamas, of course he's believed. What's the shayla? You know why he's believed? Because it's biyado lefdoso. He can take a nickel and be paid to the hekdesh and shoy. So that's an example of biyado. So comes Sheh Shmaitzer and says, wait a second. If the Rosh is right that there's an independent nemon is called bailus, and biyado is a subcategory of bailus, why does the Gemara have to quote the subcategory? Why does the Gemara quote the main category? Why doesn't the Gemara just say, the reason why you are believed that this davish or hekdesh, you were makdish sitting in your house, it was your item, you were makdish it, and now you say you were paid it, you should be believed because you're the bailum, because you're the owner. So why does the Gemara have to drace and say, oh, there's a parasha for biyado. Oh, you want to know what biyado is? I am Russian in the fifth parak. Biyado is a subcategory of bailus. People claim this is real bailus. That's kasha number one, the Sheh Shmaitzer says. Kasha number two, the Sheh Shmaitzer says. In the same sugya, the Gemara addresses, a person comes and says, this tevel, this fruit that grew in my property in Eretz Yisrael, I separated all the trumas and maizos. The person who had one, if he's an Amma Oret, then there's a Chumam with the Rabbanon, the Maim, oh no, well, the Torah. A person comes and says, well, I'm the farmer, I separate trumas and maizos. It's a shayla. It's against them. Not even a shayla. Of course he's Nemon. How is he Nemon based on what is the mechanics? Is he Nemon? So the Gemara Yevamos got into a problem. The Gemara Yevamos Peches says, it's not Erech and Eretz Yisrael, because it's an Erechen going up against the Chazaka. It used to be Tevel. We know, what we think we know, that Erechen and Bishurin doesn't work against the Cheskezisser. So why is the farmer believed in a Torah? A very, very simple word called Biyado. Yes, the Sheh Shmaitzer. What do you need Biyado for? It is. He's the Bailim. It's his field. It's recorded his field. So the Gemara in Yevamos Peches is talking about the subcategories. And the Mechadish has this idea that, oh, by the way, as long as it's Biyadav, you can breathe a sigh of relief. That's like a shtickle bailus. Really like a shtickle bailus. So these are the next two kashas that the Sheshbaitz has against the Rosh. The Sheshbaitz is rattling off kashas against the Rosh. He knocked down the Rosh from Ilchus Nida and saying, don't you see from Ilchus Nida from the fact that we have to come onto other svaras to believe a woman when she goes to the mikvah, what happened to bailus? So Sheshbaitz breathed a sigh of relief. That's not real bailus because that it's not beyond. Your goof is not beyond. Okay, but Zolzai, I'm done with the goof. Now we move in a goof al-Amaman. It's my jewelry that I was makdish. It's my fruit that grew on my land. What do you have to be a Chinese? Can I believe because beyond the tapably that it's bailus? So Sheshmaitz continues and he says, I got to be hektish on the last line. I got to be hektish of Shalomah. Cave of Dr. Shinu, Sulav the Bailamu. Says the Sheshmaitz, no. Bailus is believed. Independent Bailus, provided that you're the Bailam. Guess what? Once you're Makdash, oh, he's Bailam. You're not the Bailam anymore. He says, once again, the same Sheshmaitz and Shetoso, he's looking at the word Bailus that the Rush made up, the Rush Chadish to us, this idea of Bailus, and saying, Bailus? Mask him to Bailus. If it meets the Bailus standard, it's a Cheshimishpah. When you're Makdash jewelry, that jewelry is not yours anymore. So you're not the Bailam anymore. Biyodo it is, because Biyodo it's the Aliftoso. So once it's Biyodo, you can get yourself into through the door, through the crack in the window. It's Biyodcha to be painted. Oh, Biyodo is like, if he did like Bailus, it could be the Sar Belief to it. Lost in their moments of Bailus. But to call you the Bailam Gemurim just because it's yours in the Yamamanus, it's not yours in the Yamamanus. Once you magnish it, it's Ois Bailus. So Meshub Hachi says to Sheshvait in the last line, so Chloima, Yididei, Bialifdoso, Meshulah, etc. The Chosh of Yodo, here's a punchline, the Chosh of Yodo, after the Lamdi day, it's not yours, Havalikim Obailam. It says to Sheshvait, Abal Gabi Tevel, Shomu, Yididei, Meshul Yodo, Sakra, Badakosh. The other thing of the Gemara, Sheshmaitzin doesn't relent. He doesn't give up. You would think he had two kashas, he gave two terutzi, he would stop. No. Every single nakuda, every single line in the Chazal has to be scrutinized. Rosh is a chiddush. You have to scrutinize under a microscope every statement in Kol HaTorah. All of Shas has to be evaluated, analyzed to defend or to detract from the Rosh statement. So says the Sheshmaitzin, why does the Gemara Yivam Pechas purple with Biyado by Tevel? It's it belongs to you. Now, and here you can't hide behind and say, no, it doesn't really belong to me anymore because I was magnified. By hektish, you could say, once you're magnified, it's always yours. But Tevel Taka does belong to you. Produce that grows there, it's strong. It's not mine. A new story. Something grows there, it's strong. Doesn't belong to me? Yeah, of course it belongs to me. It's mine in Dini Mominus. Abazoi, then it's mine. If so, then it's mine in Dini Mominus. So then, capably that I should be believed, the Torah is by us. Take away the bad norm, shall I? The Ian Ka'es says the Sheshmaitz. I'm not sure. Says Tzorch Ian, you have to think about it a little bit. According to tradition, there are two different versions when the Sheshmaitz wrote his Sefer. The reason why there's a confusion is because he writes in the introduction to the Sefer that he wrote the Sefer Kodem Hayosi Le'ish. He wrote this before he became a man. So there were two versions. One version was he wrote it before his bar mitzvah, the other version was he wrote it before he got married. Honestly, I don't think there were that many years between the two. So I'm not that sure when he wrote it. According to the tradition that he wrote it before he got married, and the rest of that story is that the reason why he divided up into seven Sheshmaitz, seven different sugyas, the reason why he divided into seven different chalokim was he said each night of Sheva Brach is a different one. That was a Sheva Brach is Russia. So it could be said it's a chiyuk ace, man, it's time to bench. People are tired of it. I'm going to go home. I just spoke for 3 hours about the other. His young wife is sitting there. What's going on? No, it's a dowry. So if you think about it, I can just guess it was probably at that Sheva Brach. It's the receivers from Kivag, and those were all his friends. Those were all his colleagues. So anyway, whatever it is, it's a chiyuk ace. So I don't want to make the Sheva Brach any longer, but maybe one can argue that if you want to go down the Sheshmaitz's approach, maybe you can add a little bit of a twist to the Sheshmaitz at the very end and say, Tevel is really a funny kind of a thing. I have a field in Eretz Yisrael, and the produce grows in Eretz Yisrael. Am I the Bailam on it? Well, it depends how you define Bailam exactly. So there is a machlekes in Rishonim and Maseches Sukkah about who ultimately owns Tevel. It's my fruit. It's my tree. Well, the Kohen and the Levi have a hand in this. They have a claim to this. They theoretically going to get, because he's going to get a little bit, the Levi's going to get a little bit, because a little bit more. So one could argue that those rights that the Kohen and the Levi have may almost take that Tevel out of the category of being mine and almost make it into a, what we call like a moment of shukfis. It's like a partnership. I own a little bit and he owns a little bit. And the maybe nafkamina is that we should have discussed in the third breath of the Sukkah, can I be yaitse dalad minim with an esok shel tevel? So the answer is no. And one of the possible reasons why no is maybe it's not called lachem. Maybe it's not mine. Maybe I don't really own it in the full sense of the word. So that's a loaded discussion. That's a sugya. And the third breath of Sukkah is really true that I can't be yaitse. Not even so simple I can't be yaitse with an esok shel tevel, but imtum zalama that I can't. It's possible the reason is it's spelled in lechem. It's not really full mind in the classic sense of the word. This shadow goes back a long, long time. It goes back at least back to the Bar Kokhba days. Because there's one of the Bar Kokhba letters that we have that Bar Kokhba and his troops were camping out somewhere. And it was before Sukkot. So they sent letters to Jews in other places to provide them with dalet minin for Sukkot. They couldn't get the bill of war. So I have to go. Go down to go to Muncie and start shopping for Esregim. So we had to get the Esregim that was sent to them. So in one of the letters, there's a it's a little bit unclear what how to read a certain thing, but many read into that one line of the letter that Bar Kokhba and his men sent a message that when you send us the Esregim, make sure to take off Trumas and Maisus first. We don't have time to be in the middle of fighting war trying to fight the Romans. We don't have time to raise the Roman carry the Trumas and Maisus. So make sure that you send us that you mice the Esregim before they come. So if the goal of Bar Kokhba was simply to use it for the mitzvah, he wasn't going to eat it. He weren't making esrog liquor and jelly afterwards. He just wanted it for the mitzvah. So that was the common practice, that even if you're only using the esrog for a mitzvah, you have to make sure that it's ma'aser. So why is that? So some Rishonim say that otherwise it's not called lachem. So it's a strange thing because it happens to be the Ketzos who discovered those Rishonim. And in the Sefer Tzatzachoshe, it made a whole tumult about that. It makes a whole fuss about how Tevel is considered to be not really fully yours. And that would have been a good answer to this kasha here. He left it with Tzachim Kazois, but he left it hanging that Tevel, it's really yours, it's yours, it's yours. I yank Tzachoshin. But he didn't write the Tzachoshin. Shmais, he only wrote when he was 10. Tzachoshin wrote when he was 15. So he hadn't written, he hadn't discovered the social theory yet. So maybe we could save the Sheshmaitzah from the Sefer Tzachoshin. It's a strange way of defending the Sheshmaitzah. So I'll call upon Tzachim Kazois. But Acharei Kiklas called the Rosh Tzedet. So with all the kashas of the Shesh Ma'itzah, from the Nida kasha, the Hendish kasha, from the Tevel kasha, Acharei Kiklas called the Rosh, you'd say it, that the Yodo is a subcategory of Bailus. That's presupposing that Bailus is, in fact, the main category in terms of Demos.
Is there not that the case if you say that it's Bailus or it's the Yodo, Bailus works because it's the Yodo. The other
could
work without
Bailus. No, I think that around. The other works with Bailus. That's what the Rosh said. The real Nemonis is Bailus. Biyado is like Bailus. That was a Lashon HaRosh. Because Biyado.
The Rosh is just defining the mechanism.
Right, but in his definition of Biyado, he is presupposing that there's an independent, pre existing Nemonis called Bailus. That's for sure. That's like a given. Before the Rosh and Gittin, nobody ever heard of such a thing. But that was Shema Shalema. There's any. The Rosh almost made up this category called Bailus. He said, because of this new category that's so obvious, therefore we understand the subcategory of the other. So the Sheikh Shmaitzah say, forget about the subcategory. I don't even think the head category is right. Because the Luyat see that there is such a head category, a main heading called Bailus. So why isn't it invoked in Nida? So the Sheikh Shmaitzah said, okay, Nida is different. It's not Maman. Why isn't it invoked by Hekdesh? Hekdesh is different because Hekdesh is not really yours. Why isn't it invoked by Tevel? So we're suggesting a Teretz when you're trying to get the third answer to the third Kasha. We're trying to defend the Rosh. So whatever the answer to the Sheikh Shmaitzah, Tzachim Ka'ez is, whether we're right or another answer is right, the Rosh said it. You can't argue the Rosh. We saw this Rosh black and white. You go back to the fourth of the Ramakomos and the second line from the bottom. So at the end, Kaven should be able to stock him. How the Kipaylo? I mean, he says it. He says the words. But you have real violence.
Yeah,
you'd be able, right? That's right.
But let's say a case that we find in the one of them is Hazara. Could have gone against
Well, who said the Anechah is talking about his own stuff? When I walk at the Beis Din and I say that piece of meat is kosher, I'm talking about my own food, my own meat.
In theory, a person could have an ASAP without the
other. That's right. That's right. That's so simple. So the Rosh would respond to that, that if it's Bailam, the game is over. You don't need to be the other. In Hachinami. You have the image of Erecha, meaning you're coming home and your wife's telling you the food's kosher. She's the Bailam. She's for sure the Bailam. She's fine about everything. So if she's telling you the chicken is kosher, so you're saying, goodness, the Bailam's. What if somebody says to you, that chicken is sitting over there? It's not my chicken. That chicken on the table is kosher. So we assume that the person is Naaman. How does he believe? It's an Erech, it's against the Chazaka, or it's Biyadu to Shech. It's not really Bailus. It's Biyadu. The Lashna Rush was that Kaven should be on the Sakno, have a Kibal. The Kaf is a Kaf Adibian. Kaf Adibian means that it's not identical. It means it's similar. Have a Kibal. It takes on all the Lash characteristics of Bailus, but it's not real Bailus. But Lui too would be real Bailus, real Bailus.
According to the
Shish
Meister, why is
one believed
to say she
was the Mikvah?
It's not
Kibbalim. That's the, it's not believed as Bailus, but it's believed as Biyado. Biyado is Kibbalim, even though she's not a real Bailim. She's not a real Bailim. The same way, if it's Biyado to do something, I'm believed on somebody else's property also. So at the end of the day, she's
believed. It's not a property, it's a goof issue.
It doesn't matter. She's not Bailim. But Biyado is the nemonis of Kibailam. So you don't have to be real Bailam for Biyado. That's exactly what the breakthrough of the Rosh is. That's what the Kafa Dibi meant. Kol should Biyado have a Kibailam.
The according to
the Shish Meister, he's categorizing it into this Mamonosish. No, but he's defending the Rosh. No, he's saying it, but that's a Rosh. He's explaining why, according to the Rosh, we need the whole discussion of Biyado by Nida. That's exactly what his cash is. Why do we need a discussion of Biyado? Tape away that it's real Bailam. So the answer is it's not real Bailam because it's goof, it's not mama. So what is it? If it's not real Bailam, it's the quasi Bailam. It's the new thing. It's Chadish Ki Bailam.
Someone else is chicken. Not really the other.
Oh, Tazoi. Okay. So you're setting us up right for the Shrita question. You're rolling us right into the Shrita right now. So it's interesting, out of all the questions of Erech and Bisurin, the discussion of Chelev, that's a Degina Beis. The discussion of Hilchos Nida, Ksubas Emes. The discussion about Tevel and Hekdesh and Nidarim, all in Yivamos Peches. Nowhere in Shas per se do Chazal talk about the Nemanos HaShechita. We keep on lumping it. They say, Biyadus, Shechita. If you look at the Gemara, what is it? The Gemara never even asked the question. It's Muvan Me'elav. Hashoich is Nemanos. But all of a sudden, you have to have two eidim watching shochet. No chot b'miyam, no shemana d'vzamiyam. Why is the shochet ne'eman? It's against a cheskes iser. So Tosfos says that it must be an example, must be an application of the rule of Biyado. So if we take a look at the sixth of the Ma'amar Kamos, Tosfos says shchita. So Tosfos tells you why is the shochet ne'eman? At the end of the third line, beginning of the goal, it was shchita. Tosfos begins to apologize to you. Alpha gav the hashta in biyado l'sakno. Says Tosfos, guess what? It's not going to be biyado anymore. A shechit comes with a dead animal and says, here, let me tell you, I shechted the animal. So we look at it, ooh, Baruch Hashem, your neman, you know why? Because it's biyado to shech. Really? Try to figure out how to shechted the dead animal. It's not biyado anymore. Says Tosfos, that's okay. Mei karahai biyado l'shechit. Says Tosfos, but it used to be Biyado. So with that one line, those three words, Tosfos just expanded and took Biyado and went off to the races with Biyado. I thought Biyado means it's Biyadi now. Tosfos says, no, that's okay. That's not Biyadcha now. As long as it was Biyadcha at one time, that's also called Biyado. What about Kachim?
We said by Kachim, it's not Biyado because it's not Bala because it's Hegdish. So now it's Hegdish. It's no longer Bala. So
No. That was within the Nemanus of Bala. Again, when you're dealing with pure Bala, so the Sheish Mites are saying, you have to own the object. You have to be the Bala right now.
But Yodo Bala is changeable.
Oh, and so you want to know that the same way that Tosfos is willing to say that in that Nemanus of the other works, the Mafreya, so you just get Kasha, good Kasha, the Sheish Mites are, let Nemanus of Bailam of Mamish work with Mafreya. So the Emes is that Tosfos never said the word Bailam. Tosfos probably didn't even buy into Bailam. Tosfos probably held that the other was exerts a kosov down from Nida. It doesn't do it by the Chlal. So it's hard to ask from the Rosh. Sheshbais is defined the Rosh.
It's
her
question.
Very good. That Gemara doesn't sound like this. Tosfos, right? The Yemen says that snip that I gave from the Gemara was one line in the Gemara. It's possible that that may change. So comes does and says, because you don't say what I'm telling you, that Shaykh is believed out to be other. The Imloy came, Amai Meheman. Why is the person believed? Came this Chazik Yisura. Because after all, isn't it this Chazik Yisura? I'm going to reserve comment on that. Tosa says, of course it's this Chazik Yisura. I'm not so sure yet. The Lomatina Bishum Makba Bishitzach Begabla Echad Amir Agaba. We don't find anywhere in Shas that when a grown-up sheikh, someone has to watch. When a child sheikh, the Gemara Chutz says you have to have somebody watch. A regular sheikh, a 40-year-old sheikh, nobody watches him. So he says, forget about Gemaras. They're in their own homes, their own sheikh. Whoever, Shemana Davza B'yavim, you have to wait and watch your sheikh. So Taisa says, obviously a sheikh is believed. In the Gemara it's clear, Ma'isim Echol Yom it's clear. So what's it based on? There is a chazoch against you. We're not sure what that chazok is exactly. There's a chazok against you, and the Eidech and Abishun doesn't work against chazok. We all know that, says Tosis, except for the Ramban, but we all know that. And therefore, the only way to explain the Manas HaShoyche is based on Biyado. It's not really Biyado. It's no longer Biyado. That's okay. Biyado in a car is also good enough. So, yeah, this Tosis is an eye opener. There's a lot in this Tosis. We didn't even finish the Tosis yet. But we finished the shift today. So we have a lot to think about, a lot to analyze. We still hopefully Shem on Friday will be tough. Tomorrow we'll back to Kia, so we'll let you on Friday. We'll try to pick up the end of this. Let's
go back to the other.
I've got to finish the other before I go up there to show next week. So next week I'm going to be there to show, so we're going
to
have a little better time.
And we return the following Monday?
The following Tuesday, actually.
Okay, so Tuesday.
Although in theory Tuesday, but I'm getting back in very, very late Monday night. So assuming the flight's on time, it'll be Tuesday morning.
Okay, okay. I'll be in touch with everybody. Have a great day.